And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
The lunch crowd is ruled in here at Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill at 173rd and Center. We're just a few minutes away from El Roundtable. Josh put out a poll question before, speaking of chicken wings.
At Happer Show.
Garlic parm wings, yes or no, was the question. Please vote. The one response, like not vote, but just an actual response that we've gotten so far is from Ben, who says,
"Hi Ben,
no point." Very cryptic message. I'm not sure I understand that one. You're gonna need to explain that one to me better.
Maybe Ben likes a spicy wing.
I garlic parm can get you there.
Or is his vendetta with chicken wings in general?
See, I don't think anybody could have that.
No,
yeah.
I don't think that exists in this world, but. I don't know. I'm just going to need more of an explanation there. Show your work a little bit. That's all. I'm sure we'll discuss chicken wings during the roundtable as well.
You have to.
People rolling in for lunch, so we encourage you all to get down here. Josh, before we get there, let's get to the odd news.
Well, whenever I can take a pot shot at Fox's Colin Cowherd, I will do that.
He's on your enemies list.
He is. He released his list of the 15 best tackles, left tackles to be specific, of all time.
Interesting.
Just in general.
Content.
Yeah,
yes.
terrible piece of content.
Okay.
Just horrible. What sicko would want to listen to that?
But hey,
they're out there.
Look, we've gone down into the depths before, but I've definitely never made a best all-time tackles list.
Yeah, well, two of the 15 best left tackles of all time were actually guards. So
nice.
Not a
By
great...
the way, look at on the stream, we've become silhouettes of ourselves.
Oh,
okay, we're better.
Very
now.
Cool.
We're
very cool.
Now.
You know, that makes us look mysterious, like we're on Dateline or something.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Yeah.
How about Cowherd, man? Just look, sometimes I feel bad for him. You know?
Why?
Because people will call into his show and they'll be like, "Hey, who do you think the third best this of all time is?" I'm like, God, I just would not, especially without his writers.
Well, yes.
You know?
People forget Colin Cowherd has a team of writers.
I would not know how to answer that question.
For those exquisite takes of his.
So I blame the writers on this one, much like I blame our writers for NFL reaction over reaction questions. By the way, of which I received an email last night.
Oh?
Josh, on the...
One of our writers?
From not one of our writers.
Oh, they're on hiatus
right now. But is requesting that our writers come out of hiatus. This is from Al in Minneapolis. Al says the following: "Can you and Josh do an NFL reaction overreaction style segment for Major League Baseball now that we are 1 month into the season? The baseball heads are yearning for your takes."
The seam heads?
The seam heads are yearning for the takes.
Well.
And people who listen to my baseball takes and take them for their own baseball takes. They are also yearning for the takes.
Are people stealing your takes?
No, I'm donating them.
Oh, okay. As long as it's approved.
They're out into the ether. Al, by the way, also said last night, "Also, thanks for having an open email address as a contact line. As unbelievable as it might sound to you and your wife, this is the most convenient way for me to contact the show." I mentioned that my wife said yesterday, "I can't believe people email you." And I said, "I can't really believe it either." But Al said, this is as good as it gets for me. So thanks for the email last night.
We go to hockey for story number two.
Hockey.
Utah getting an NHL team. People forget.
That is right. They're formerly known as the Arizona Phoenix Coyotes.
That's right. They are headed to Utah next season. They are leaving in the middle of the night. And people in Utah, they don't have much else to do, so they're very excited about this proposal.
I'm sure there's a lot of Dave and Buster's in Utah.
Poll
or
question.
Places like Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill.
Poll question, are there a lot of Dave and Buster's in Utah? Well, there was a gathering of Utah NHL fans at there was a press conference by the ownership group or something. And one of the children in the front row has gone viral. They're wearing a Utah State hockey jersey, which is pretty sweet, by the way. The kid is holding a sign that says, "I don't give a crap about school. Welcome to Utah," because this press conference was held in the middle of the day. I will show Connor for reference this shot. Now,
look at that.
School is spelled wrong. So he clearly
give more of a crap about going to
he
school.
He clearly doesn't give a crap about school. School is spelled S-H-C-O-O-L on this sign. Mm.
Just mixed up a couple letters.
Utah's very excited.
That's all. I'm glad Utah's excited for hockey. We're all excited for hockey right now.
They have
many are.
They've trademarked like 8 names, so people are like narrowing down what the team name's going to be.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We have. I mean, how long do you think before, minor league baseball naming teams really, really crazy names bleeds into professional sports, top-end professional
sports? Just makes sense that there's going to be a couple teams that try it.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's possible that the Utah team is named, like, the Carnival Dogs or something like that. It's possible. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh, big game against the Carney Dogs tonight.
I know. I mean, we kind of got close with the Kraken. I mean, that's pretty wild.
That's very out there.
It's definitely different.
Finally, we have a story, and I'm glad Josh is sitting in front of us for this one, as it is a story about running. A wine merchant has raised the bar for boozers and runners alike.
You guys did.
After blind tasting 25 glasses of wine during the London Marathon, nearly one each mile, the some mile A's, that's a terrible pun that this article has included, running performance currently boasts nearly 4 million views on TikTok, as I'm going to cough up a lung here.
Please repeat this, Josh, once you get done coughing. A wine a mile?
Yes, they tasted 25 wines during the 26.2-mile run during the London Marathon.
Oh, boy.
Tom Gilby, who runs wine businesses, said, "I was totally exhausted, totally cooked, but it was such a great day," he said of the accomplishment. That's right. He was known as the wine guy on TikTok, and the Brit frequently films himself doing various taste tests and demonstrating how to get the best wine for your buck. For his latest feat, the Vintner Sprinter, Vintner Sprinter is how that's got to be pronounced, right?
Okay.
Decided to run the London Marathon to raise $2,500 for a charity nearby who cared for his mother during her final days. So $2,500 was his goal for this whole bit. He ended up raising $16,000, which was pretty sweet. Again, a sample glass of wine for every mile run along the 26.2 miles. He finished the race in 4 hours, 41 minutes.
I once watched our beloved boss, he of Athletic Endeavors,
yes,
Mark Onweiler, mm-hmm, run something called a beer mile.
A beer mile.
Now, a beer mile is exactly what it sounds like. You run a mile and you drink. Wait, how many beers do you drink in a mile? Four beers
in a mile.
You did 3. Well, normal people do 4.
Okay.
And Mark was challenged to a beer mile, and he took the challenge. It was difficult. It seemed very hard. I watched the whole thing. I didn't like watching it. It didn't seem very comfortable. This man drank a wine a mile for a whole marathon.
Yes.
That person's insane.
Very, very insane, but also very impressive. I mean, when you're running, you got to be holding the glass, right?
I think you stop.
Oh,
and
you
slam.
Stop. Okay, yeah. That makes a little more sense, I guess.
Stop and slam.
Yeah.
That'd be the guess on that one. But it still seems very, very difficult.
Very.
Back to wings here, real quick, before we start the roundtable.
Love wings.
Text from the 803. This is out of South Carolina.
Oh, it's our friend in South Carolina again.
Twist it around your head, spin it like a helicopter. That's North Carolina. Y'all gonna make fun of me, but chicken on a bone equals no good. It's a wild take.
That is a take.
Jesse says, "I agree with the guy. Garlic parm, whatever. How about spicy garlic?"
Mmm.
Okay. You can go with that as well.
Okay. Maybe I'll sample all the wings during the round table.
I would love to try whatever they'd offer me.
Okay.
We also did get one more response to the poll question from Nick, who said, "Hell yeah," on garlic parm wings.
Okay.
So that's very good. Good thing we'll get a chance to sample all the types, like Josh said.
That's right.
after the show today. But coming up next, it is our spring football roundtable. Everybody is here except for John Bishop.
Wow.
We have a fill-in for him, though, and a dead guy at that. It's Stibbs. Come on down, have some lunch with us, and we'll fire up our roundtable out at Oscars 173rd and Center coming up on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.